Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
This is the Saturday Night Country House Concert Podcast.
Tonight we are introducing a young lady from Sydney. And she's written music for film and television and worked on other people's careers behind the scenes. But now she's turned her attention to herself and her debut country album release. Her name is Karen Craigie. And tonight we are going to get to know this beautiful artist. And I've been really enjoying this new album, Mountains of Gold, and hope you'll feel the same tonight. We're going to hear, first of all, Little Heartbreaker. Saturday Night Country. That was Little Heartbreaker. It is from the album Mountains of Gold from Karen Craigie. And tonight she is our guest for the house concert. She's also brought in musician, guitarist, also backing vocalist today, Steve and Kylie. And it is with great pleasure we welcome them from our Sydney ABC studio to Saturday Night Country. G'day to the pair of you.
Thank you very much.
Felicity, how
are
you doing?
I'm very well. I have been so enjoying your new album, Karen. It is a beautiful body of work and you must be so proud of your efforts.
Oh, that's a wonderful compliment coming from you, Felicity. Thank you. Look, I'm so pleased with how it all works out. I had a huge amount of help, which I'm very grateful for, but I'm actually really enjoying putting this record out. It was fun to make, fun to write, and yeah, just enjoying the process now.
I mean, to me, this is a new name in the industry, but let's just put the pause button on that, because there's been so much that you've done in the world of music for many, many years now. You've worked in the drum media side of things, a label manager for Laughing Outlaw yeah. Records, and then you've also written for film and television. So, I mean, why has it taken till now for you to decide that you were going to work on a solo recording career?
Look, I've done a few recordings before. In different genres, but country's something that I've loved forever, and working for Laughing Outlaw really gave me that introduction to all of those fantastic alternative country Australian artists that really stuck with me for a few years. And then I thought I'd have a go at putting a record together, and it was a long process to write it. It took some time, and then at the end I was telling Stephen in the Uber on the way over, actually scrapped the whole record about 3 weeks before
really?
I went into the studio and rewrote everything. And I'm so glad that I did, because the songs that I have on this album are songs that I enjoy so much more. But yes, look, I've been very blessed and very, very lucky to have an opportunity to work on the other side of the industry, to find out what it's like to be a musician from observing all these fantastic musicians and artists that I got to work with. And I'm just really happy to be, you know, to have been able to put together an album and get it out there.
Well, I feel like you were taking notes all the while, Karen, getting ready for your moment. But then why did it take so long to find your country roots? I mean, you're a Sydney girl. You were born and raised in Sydney?
Yeah, I was. I spent a bit of time overseas, and I guess for me, to be honest, what really pushed the go button was actually having my son about 11 years ago. It just really accelerated everything. I thought, listen, I need to start working with my heart a bit more, doing things that I love more. And so I had an album that I put out then, and that was under a different name. And then I started working on some country stuff, and it just took some time. I have other bits and pieces that I do in life, and a day job and things like that, which kind of mean that I duck in and out of the songwriting a bit, but perhaps that has something to do with it taking some time to get to the point.
Well, I mean, is the other day job, is it still involved in music some way, shape or form?
No, not at all. Look, it's a completely... once upon a time it was. I mean, when I probably started writing this record, it may well have been that I was still booking artists in music venues overseas, but I now actually run a charity, and I work with
yes.
children and families. So a completely different part of my personality, that sort of goody two-shoes do-gooder coming out. But it works perfectly well. You know, I because I run my own organisation, that means I have the flexibility to do the projects that I really want to do, like this music, and that's really important to me.
We are joined tonight by Karen Craigie, and we're going to talk a bit more about that other day job, the charity, the founder of Prosper, which is supporting disadvantaged kids and families, and I think that's an incredible, a wonderful task to help those, and I want to talk about that because, you are a goody two-shoes, and you're making us all look bad, Karen.
No, not at all.
We wanted to showcase this fabulous album. I just love it when you put on a new album and you just love all the tracks. You're excited by the vocal sounds and that the sonic sounds support the lyric and the idea of what that song's about. And working with Matt Fell has harnessed that beautifully.
Oh, yes.
So you're totally headed in the right direction there going with Matt Fell. And you mentioned your son already, and I believe this next song I've got here lined up to play was a co-write with your son. Was he 10 when you wrote this together?
No, he was a few years younger than that.
Oh, gosh.
He was like, Mum, you've said that before. How about you try this? And we threw in this lyric and that lyric, and I was like, listen, James, what else have you got? And it worked out really nicely. So very happy about that. He didn't want to appear as a co-writer on a couple of the songs, but, you know, he was. I like to give him credit now because he's a bit older and willing to take that.
When you say a bit older, is he now 11?
He's going going to turn 11 in December.
Oh, yeah, much
older. He was probably about 7 at the time of
the writing.
Contributing to these. Maybe even a bit younger. I can't. My brain has just gone to sleep around dates, but yes.
That's amazing. Well, I understand that kids loving music, and so does Stephen, working with kids quite a bit and writing music. I've been listening to children's books and songs that you've been involved with, Stephen, so thank you for that. Sometimes I have to turn the volume down with the kids.
Oh, indeed.
No offence.
The Busy Izzy music.
Busy Izzy, yes. We do love it.
Yes, and, fantastic.
And it's a whole lot of fun, so it's lovely to have you both. And we'll get you to play a song in a moment, but I want to play Kill Me Now. Can you tell me about this one, please, Karen?
Yeah, look, this, I guess, is a song that's pretty much based on a situation that I was in where I, you know, had a breakup, and then this person just wanted to continue to be in my life, which I found really impossible. And it really was at one point, like, what if this is going to be the way of things, let's just get it over and done with now, just kill me now. So it's just really about, you know, having someone that you don't know what's going on with them and you're hanging on, they're hanging on. For me, I need a clean break, and I didn't get a clean break in this situation, and so I wrote a song about it.
This is Karen Craigie on Saturday Night Country, Kill Me Now.
If it's such I must remember, then can I at least pretend that it ended much better and kinder, and we can start over again. If it's meant that I forget you, why won't you just disappear and take all the hurt and the heartache and drive it away from here? Stop coming around and tormenting me with your funny stories, wearing your old jeans and singing me songs about love. Let me tell you the nursing this heartache with you still around me is more than a little messed up. So if you really do intend something that you left here, why won't you just take it back? And in this unbearable nightmare, make like a heart attack. If we're really at the ending, why can't you just leave me be? Observation that you can't let go of me.
Saturday Night Country, I'm Felicity Urquhart, and that was Kill Me Now from Karen Craigie, and the album is Mountains of Gold. It's brand new, out and available, and she joins us tonight for the house concert. We're going to hear some music in just a moment from Karen and guitarist Steve and Kylie. It's so nice, though, that you could join us in the release of the album. Is it nice now talking about this project that you've had, you know, under your belt for a little while, Karen, preparing?
Definitely, and because so many fantastic people helped me to make this record, I felt quite bad for a while there that they weren't getting, you know, the acknowledgement that they deserved, because it certainly was a team effort. So it's awesome to be able to talk about it and just have it out there in the world, have people start to listen to the songs and let me know how they think about them.
I have these words down here in front of me on my notes. When I see film and TV writer, my jaw just drops and I think, wow, how much fun would that be? And then how it clicks over when the income comes in, if it's streamed in America and also in other countries. Now, tell us a bit about this part of your life and how you got involved with film and TV writing.
So film and TV writing, I guess what we're really talking about is that I was very, very lucky to have some established producers and TV shows and things pick up some of my songs. So how that happened, honestly, Felicity, your guess is as good as mine. I had some great arrangements in place some time ago with some good, you know, some good licensing opportunities, and was really delighted to find out my songs have been picked up in some movies. I mean, look, we're not talking about blockbusters here.
But USA drama series.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Look, again, and it's luck. It really is luck. I honestly, the songs were out there. They were sitting in a library somewhere that one of the, obviously, the music supervisors had, and the songs, you know, they made their way into TV shows. And, you know, I really, for myself, I am a songwriter, and that's what's always been the focus for me. So it might seem, as we spoke about earlier, that I wasn't actually, it was taking a long time to get to the next record. But in between, what I was doing was still, it felt like things were still moving because these other opportunities were still sort of ticking over. And that was, I wish I could honestly say it was just brilliant songwriting. But to be honest, some of those early songs weren't so good, Felicity.
Aww.
And I'm amazed that they, you know, they did make it onto some really good opportunities. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, we are going to hear a live song, and then after that we might talk about the wonderful charity that you are the founder of. So what are you going to play for us tonight, Karen?
So we're going to play the song that I just referenced then,
yes.
So Long, which is a ballad. It actually is a really a song that I really like. It came to me really quickly, but it's just a nice little ditty.
This is Karen Craigie, Saturday Night Country for the house concert.
Love came unstuck, first chance it got, bled into my sweet dreams. Trouble the game, bitter the pain, nothing is ever as it seems. Easy to say when there's nothing to lose, so hard to let go when it's your heart that's bruised. For so long that I can't even remember why. I still recall the beauty and pull of your brown gazing in me. On my front stair, love lingered there, and we carved our names into a tree. My daddy cut down that pine when you left, and all I could do was sit and cry. For so long that I can't even remember why. In the halls of my heart, so many faces, you take your place with the rest. In a corner of my mind, I unpack the cases of your memories, 'cause they're the best. Down the track, no looking back, letter to my old heart. Hurt goes away, memories stay, and throw you right back to the start. Easy the miles now that it's been a while. Torn up and faded, the thought of your smile. So long that I can't even remember why. So long that I can't even remember why. So long that I can't even remember why.
Saturday Night Country, that is so beautiful. That is So Long from Karen Craigie and Stephen Kiley on guitar and backing vocals. And you did it to me. I've got the goosebumps in,
lovely.
In the Central Coast Studios. You were there in Sydney, but the magic certainly came down the line. And it must be so nice when you've got just the capabilities to sit and sing with a mate playing guitar and joining forces.
That was it was very nice. And Felicity, I don't play too often, to be honest, and so I'm very grateful to have Stephen here, and it is wonderful. I've really enjoyed singing with him, and he's actually a fantastic keyboardist, so it's a challenge for him as well, for both of us. So I'm a songwriter who doesn't sing much. He's a keyboardist who doesn't play the guitar much, but we're doing okay.
I don't believe either of you.
And I can tell you that I came across Karen's material maybe 12 months or so ago, and it blew me away. It's knocked me out. I thought, how come we don't know more about this girl?
This is what I'm saying too.
I'm a mystery wrapped in a riddle, that's why.
You are, Karen. And
no, not at all.
Sounds like Stephen and I are both going to do our part to make sure we unwrap the...
Raise this girl's profile.
Unwrap the riddle and get to know a bit more about Karen Craigie. This beautiful album produced with Matt Fell. Obviously, Matt knows all about you, and my husband was also telling me about playing on the album and that it's beautiful, you're going to love it. And it is so special. And we spoke just briefly about the charity. You're the founder of Prosper, supporting disadvantaged kids and families.
Yeah.
It's all well and good to want to help, but how does one go about creating a foundation and making this happen?
Yeah, look, I mean, I really fell into charity work accidentally. Again, I credit that as being me having my son. And at the time I had my son, there was a lot of really high profile, horrible cases about children dying at the hands of their parents. And I thought, right, that's enough. I need to do something. So I stumbled into a board opportunity on a child protection organisation, which I ran for about 6 years, and then decided, you know what, I can just do this myself. Mm-hmm. So I did. So about 5 years ago, I started Prosper Project Australia. And look, I think my contribution primarily is bringing the money in, and I write grants and I do program development, and we get out to the community and we help as many people as possible. And it's lovely work. I have a lovely little team of staff and volunteers, and you know, it's a really nice compliment to the creative side of my personality.
Wow. And how far and wide do you travel? Right across the country?
So Prosper's mainly New South Wales. So we do a lot of work with foster carers around New South Wales, but also primarily I work in, I personally do the work in the Greater Sydney area. Mm. But we do get all over the place. At the moment, New South Wales is the focus though.
Amazing. And so if people are hearing you tonight and would like to reach out, all they need to do is jump on the website, is that right?
Absolutely. ProsperProjectAustralia.org is my website for my organisation. And yeah, it's certainly a worthy cause and something that's very close to my heart. And we put all of our money into the work, which is something that's very important to me as well. I love charity work, but you've got to make sure the dollars go to the right place.
People. And I have to ask then, have you sung for any of the events or get-togethers at all and given some more love that way?
So Felicity, I haven't, and it's really because I've kept everything has totally been separate, and it just there hasn't been a point at which to cross over yet.
Well, I'm telling you now to take this joy and use another part of your beautiful talents to also sing for your volunteers, and even if it's the staff and the team, but to get out there and share this love and this gift that you have in other areas too, Karen Craigie.
Thank you.
Saturday Night Country, we are showcasing this beautiful album, Mountains of Gold, with Karen Craigie tonight, and Steve and Kylie hearing some music for the house concert and talking about, or getting to know a bit more about Karen and her life, and I guess why, to me, there's this real sound influence of Kelly Willis. Do you know the artist Kelly Willis from the States at all?
No, I can't say that I do, but I'm going to investigate as soon as we finish up, Felicity. Tell me about Kelly.
Well, she's just a divine singer-songwriter and a very similar sort of sounding vocal presence, and as soon as I heard your album, it just reminded me of Kelly, and then I thought, well, what's your influences then, Karen?
Yeah, look, I love the songwriting of Kacey Musgraves. I think she's quirky and fantastic, and I guess, to be honest, my early work, which is more pop oriented, is a bit of an influence for this particular record. But look, other people, As I mentioned, I really absorbed a lot of the alternative country of people like Jenny Queen and Jason mm-hmm. Walker, those fantastic artists, and listened to a lot of music from, you know, Baker Boy to Lord Huron, and tried to sort of everything in between. And this is what came out. I think the sounds, though, I would really credit to Matt and the team of fantastic musicians that came onto the record, because certainly the songs are my own. But, you know, you go into the studio and it really is, producers probably don't get enough credit. So, you know, he did an amazing job with bringing all those sounds together in a great way.
Let's talk about the Nevada-inspired. More, I guess there's kind of also pop elements involved in Lonely Town, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it was just, I was on a family holiday taking my kid to Disneyland with my husband. We took a trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. And of course, you've got to drive for hours and hours and hours from Las Vegas.
Indeed.
And that's, you know, that's when this song came out. And it was a few months before I went into the studio. And, you know, it's the dusty, long, boring roads, but they're not in the slightest bit dull to me, because it's inspiring stuff.
Yeah.
It's and I literally saw a guy in the distance on a horse, and that's no word of a lie. And it was, you know, we drove back in the afternoon into the night, so I got to see a sunset. I got to see the dusty plains and the beautiful vistas of the Grand Canyon and that lone rider in the sunset, and it just all came about really, really quickly.
You make it sound like it wrote itself, as they say.
Well, you know what, honestly, this time they did, Felicity. I say it's like a radio went on in my head and the song was there.
Wow.
And that's what happened this time. So
let's hear it then. This is Lonely Town. This is the first single from the album Mountains of Gold. And this is Karen Craigie.
I've been waiting on the day you walk in, bust it up and shoot the whole thing down. I've been living on the smooth, smooth talking of every Dick and Harry hanging round. And it's been so long that every tear feels wrong, and I've been pining my dreams for someplace better. So welcome into this lonely town where the old loves die in vain. Don't come back lest you need another round of your whiskey, your tears and your pain. It doesn't matter where you really go from here, love sticks around while the hearts disappear. Oh, love sticks around while the hearts disappear. I've been dying in the chains you bought me. Shut me up and throw away the key. And I've been watching the long sun setting, crying as you roll away from me. It's been so hard that every star's turned dark, and I've been searching in the night for someplace better. So welcome into this lonely town where the old loves die in vain. Don't come back lest you need another round of your whiskey, your tears and your pain. It doesn't matter where you really go from here. Oh, love sticks around while the hearts disappear. Oh, love sticks around while the hearts disappear.
try in vain. Don't come back lest you need another round of your whiskey, your tears and your pain. So welcome into this lonely town where the old loves die in vain. Don't come back lest you need another round of your whiskey, your tears and your pain.
Saturday Night Country, that is the voice of Karen Craigie, and that is Lonely Town. You might have heard it already, Saturday Night Country. It's been the first single from Karen's new album. And she joins us in our Sydney Ultimo studio tonight with Steve and Kylie playing guitar and singing. We're going to hear another song from them in a moment. But we are getting closer to Christmas. We're in December. Are you guys ready for Christmas and all of the chaos?
Do you know what, Felicity? It's not chaos in my house.
Oh,
because
lovely.
I've been ready for a very long time. Look, I'm one of these complete nuts, and I have a few cousins and things that share my nuts. All my Christmas presents have been wrapped in the spare bedroom.
Are we talking
September.
Loose nuts? I'm seeing Christmas
no,
nuts.
Mixed nuts,
right?
Yes. It's totes mixed nuts. No, look, I'm just that person. We've had our decorations up for a while. Yes, we have. And then last weekend, I was at my 99-year-old grandmother's house putting up her Christmas tree with my sister, and we love Christmas in my family. And I hope it's not going to be chaos. It's usually not, and I just love the end of the year. It's such a great time. Christmas is wonderful. What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Wait a minute. First of all, I need to ask is, what is your dish or the something special that you make, so that you get your hands involved with, whether it's an ornamental thing or if it's in the kitchen? Is there something that Karen does?
Okay, so maybe this is why there isn't so much chaos. If I got my hands, you know, anywhere near a kitchen at Christmas time, it'd be a problem for everyone involved. We go to my mum, and my mum, I'll certainly pay tribute to this incredible, fluffy, awesome Christmas pudding sauce that she makes. It's just drowned in booze, and I hate Christmas pudding, but I will eat this pudding with this amazing sauce, and then she makes copious quantities of it so that we can have leftovers.
Lovely.
So it's our Christmas pudding, our family Christmas pudding sauce that is absolutely the thing that we all look forward to at Christmas time.
I love that. A little bit of pudding and loads of sauce.
That's it.
And I know that now my mouth is watering.
Yeah, Christmas sauce.
Stephen, what's
Christmas
your thing?
Sauce. For Christmas, well, we choose one of the members of the family. We get together and go to their place. Lately, it's been one particular niece and nephew, and they put on a big spread for us. And also, my wife Roxanne's background is Croatian, and so the family put together a lot of fantastic Croatian food.
Oh, awesome! So
I feel so blessed to have actually come across Croatian cooking. It's the blitva, the kupus.
I don't know what those things are.
Well,
it sounds good.
It sounds yummy.
Check it out. It is lovely, and it's homemade. When it's homemade, it adds that extra taste to it as well as when it's cooked. Cook with love.
Well, I made our kids wait till the 1st of December. They wanted to put the decorations up before then. Well, Mummy was a bit busy too to get the Christmas goodies out of the cupboard that, you know, is put up high away for the year. But anywho, I softened. Had to come out 1st of December. So there you go. I don't know if anyone else was a hard nose like me. Obviously, you're not though, Karen.
No. I just love it. I love it. Look, I'm a big kid at heart. Christmas is a special time.
No, it is great fun, and for the kids. We're definitely in for a treat come Christmas Day and on Saturday Night Country. Karen Craigie is our treat tonight, and we are going to play the title track. Tell me about writing Mountains of Gold.
So, gosh, this song came to me again. The chorus came quite quickly, and it's really just about, I suppose, in a way, my pursuit of music over a long period of time, and just coming to realise as you're getting older, you know, sometimes you've got to let go of some dreams, some other dreams you've got to hang on to. But, you know, life, the longer you live, you realise that life is hard for a lot of people, and you've got to stay really, really grateful for all the blessings that come along to you, because it's not a fairy tale. It really, there's a lot of difficult, hard things that happen in the world for people. And I'm grateful to be on the other side of that, and knock wood, it stays that way. But, you know, there really is a moment where you just have to let go of some of those sort of childhood things and look to the future and realise it's okay, it's not all going to be roses. So
what was your big childhood dream then, Karen?
honestly, Felicity, I'd have to say I'm lucky because I haven't let go of it yet. This is it, you know, doing this stuff, being a songwriter, helping people in the world. And I like to think I'm a pretty self-actualized person. I've really made an effort to pursue everything that I've ever wanted to do. So I reckon I'm doing it at the moment.
How lovely. I mean, look around the world, and even in the circle of friends, family that we all have, there's not too many that are able to say that so beautifully and happily. And I think that's wonderful. Good on you, Karen.
Lovely.
Well, let's hear Mountains of Gold on Saturday Night Country. This is the title track.
Rainbows and leprechauns fade with the sun. The heat from just living has burned everyone. Well, this ain't like no fairy tale I've ever known. There's no mountains of gold. No weather rafter, no star-spangled dreams. That kind of ending just ain't what it seems.
That is Karen Craigie on Saturday Night Country, Mountains of Gold. And I am so enjoying getting to know Karen tonight and hearing these beautiful songs. It is a lovely album, and I just still can't believe that she's only just found her feet in country music, and this is her debut country album. So, Karen, please don't make it that we have to wait as many years for the next one to come around.
Oh, gosh, I wish that I just had another album up my sleeve, but honestly, it will take me a little bit of time, I reckon.
Are we going to see you now come along to the festivals? What is the plan on getting out and about and you know, mingling with the rest of the country mob?
Look, I just haven't formed a plan in my head yet, I'd have to say. I'm really trying to focus on doing as much as I can with this particular record and doing what I can to get it out. I won't be at Tamworth this year, which is a bit regrettable. I'll be somewhere else. But you know, I think I need to really think about what the next steps are. This is probably had a little bit more success with this record than I expected, potentially. Mm. And I'd like to think that I could do something more. So you've put the rocket under me, Felicity. I'll have an answer the next time you ask me that question.
Yeah, we're putting that rocket there, aren't we, Steve?
We need to see her. We need to see her at the festival, I think.
We do. Well, there's so many great festivals around. Let's hope I see Karen Craigie's name appearing at festivals. And please get in touch with Karen tonight if you've enjoyed what you've heard, and better still, support by getting a copy of her music. We would love you to play another song for us to go out with tonight for the house concert. What will it be from this beautiful release?
Abs, I'm going to play a song called High, and this is really a song, I suppose, it's a bit dedicated to my family.
Perfect, as we head into Christmas. This is Karen Craigie.
Your poison, he said, evil like a snake head, bold as a brass band, hollow as a tin man. What's the point, she said, lying on a deathbed, to all of your resistance, devil in the distance. Boy, there's just so many ways to lose yourself and go astray. Hold on tight and we might just find that we're the only ones alive at the end of this ride. Love is a drug that brings me home. We stay up and we get high. Without the games, well, can you wonder why we'll be happy till you're gonna lose now. It's gonna get you somehow. Subtle as a jet plane, bringing all the big pain. Boy, there's not enough time left to lose yourself in all this mess. Hold on tight and we might just find that we're the only ones alive at the end of this ride. 'Cause love is a drug that brings me home. We stay up and we get high. Without the pains, can you wonder why we'll be happy till we die? And I'll be standing by my choices, what you said above the voices. Nothing else is gonna make me try. Love is a drug that brings me home. We stay up and we get high. Without the kids, can you wonder why we'll be happy till we die?
That is High from Karen Craigie on Saturday Night Country from the album Mountains of Gold. It is out and available now. And it would make a nice little Christmas present, wouldn't it? Just thinking about that. Look, Karen and Steve, I've had a lovely time with you tonight for the house concert and getting to know you. And I hope we get to catch up in person soon. Our big thanks to our friends ABC Ultimo for tonight as well. And have a Merry Christmas.
Cheers, Felicity.
Thanks, Felicity, and to you.
And to you.
And continued great work that you're doing with Prosper, and if you would like to jump on the website prosperprojectaustralia.org for more information too about that wonderful charity and supporting disadvantaged kids and families. I mean, like you said, you are the goody two-shoes, but we love you, Karen Craigie, and more power to you and all the great work that you do and your team. So Merry Christmas, Mountains of Gold. What a beautiful album.